A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
We're so glad you're here. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report.
Coronavirus and classrooms, a special hour on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
The State Board of Education has approved some more changes to the upcoming school year. This happened this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce begins our live team coverage. Kelly, what's going on?
Jeff, the biggest thing is that schools will be allowed to delay the start of the school year and can have fewer days of instruction overall as long as they meet the minimum education requirements. Many districts had to delay because they were trying to put in safety measures for teachers and students because of the coronavirus, of course. Also, if you have a student in kindergarten, the entry and exit assessments have been waived as well. And that fire drill kids do at the beginning of the year, that won't be required this year. What we don't know for sure is if the board will change how many days schools can hold on-campus learning, which many teachers have been really worried about. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kelly. The Board of Education also changed what happens if your child gets exposed to or has COVID-19. Before, if they were exposed but showed no symptoms, they could still go to class. But now, they can't go at all. Coronavirus and classrooms coverage continues on KSL with Lindsay Ertz.
The health department says they've updated the manual they put out last week, allowing for a modified quarantine.
We are removing the recommendation that students and teachers be allowed to attend school while they're on quarantine. Instead, we recommend that students and teachers follow standard quarantine practices and procedures.
Dr. Angela Dunn says that means staying home for 14 days if your kid has been within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes of a known positive case. The original guideline allowed for a student to come to school if they showed no symptoms. State Board of Education Superintendent Cindy Dixon explaining where the guideline came from after it was met with a lot of pushback.
It was patterned after the business manual that they had written. And that's where the modified quarantine came from, using a business model that actually had worked.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Three more Utahns have died from COVID-19. The total is now at 330. The Department of Health is reporting a higher number, 587 new cases this afternoon. It brings the 7-day rolling average to 449 new cases per day. We have 190 people hospitalized in the state of Utah. The governor and state health officials say they're impressed with the recent decline in daily cases, and they're setting a new goal for the state. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
On social media, some writers and political figures have shared their doubts about why the rolling 7-day average in Utah has gone down. Some suggest the testing is either being restricted or manipulated.
That's just patently false. Nobody's jimmying any numbers.
Governor Gary Herbert says the number of people wearing masks has gone up, but he says the number of daily cases still needs to go down. He's posting a new statewide goal of a rolling 7-day average of 400 cases or fewer by September 1st. The governor also says the state has streamlined the process where local health boards can make mandates.
All they need to do is notify us, and they are opt into that opportunity, and it's just automatic.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
More help could be available for folks who've been out of a job for a while. Todd Fuchs with that story.
Jeff, that $600-a-week federal boost is gone, and Congress has yet to agree on a new program to replace it. But the state's top unemployment expert says there is other help.
Because that $600 benefit has gone away, now rental assistance is no longer going to be ineligible for applicants based on the receipt of unemployment benefits.
First-time claims for unemployment insurance dropped by 28% over the past couple weeks. Ongoing claims have also dropped steadily. KSL's top national stories. Most of the schools in California have been ordered to do online learning in the fall, but one school is saying no. ABC's Alex Stone has that.
At Desert Christian Academy in Bermuda Dunes near Palm Springs, a plan is for hundreds of students to arrive for in-person classes. Desks are socially distanced. Kirk Scott, co-head of the school, says they will not do virtual learning.
It could be a lost year of learning, and that's not a compromise that we're willing to take.
He says the school will reopen without the okay from California or Riverside County. He says he sought direction from his highest authority, God. Alex Stone, EBC News.
The head of Pfizer says his company is in the late stages of its COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial. Albert Bourla says they might know if it's successful by the end of October.
Once we vaccinate all 30,000 people, we let them live their lives. And then we wait to see if they will get disease. And also we are monitoring every safety aspect that you can imagine in terms of this vaccine.
So if the whole thing works out, Pfizer could put 100 million doses into play by the end of the year. The company's vaccine requires two doses taken a few weeks apart. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The mother of two murdered kids in Rexburg, Idaho, waived her preliminary hearing and will head directly to district court. Lori Vallow-Daybell's attorney did this in a short court appearance just before noon today. Daybell facing two felony counts of conspiracy to conceal, alter, or destroy evidence after the remains of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan were found. Daybell also faces charges in multiple counties and could face more. The Chandler, Arizona Police Department told KSL-TV this afternoon they're looking into charges against her related to the death of her former husband, Charles Vallow. KSL News Time 505.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, here's the latest that we have on Highway 189. The road is not officially open. However, crews are alternating traffic through the crash scene near Deer Creek Reservoir in Wasatch County. Each direction will take turns moving through the area until the entire roadway is completely open. Residual delays, though, remain, and they are huge. So you still want to continue to avoid this area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 506. Back to Todd Fuchs.
A high schooler in Georgia will be staying home for a while. And it's not because they're sick. It's because they posted a photo of what it looks like inside their school. ABC's Janae Norman with more.
Yeah, you've seen those images of students essentially shoulder to shoulder in packed hallways where social distancing didn't even really appear possible. It was alarming for many who saw them. The school principal saying that school leaders are doing their best, but now warning students against posting anything that paints the school in a negative light.
More fallout this morning over this viral photo of a hallway packed with students, many not wearing masks. The mother of the student who recorded this video inside North Paulding High School during class change says the young whistleblower has been suspended for sharing the images online.
Anything that's going on social media that is negative our light.
And then this stern warning from the school's principal over the PA shared online by one of his students.
There will be consequences for those students or anyone who sends out those pictures, so please be careful.
In the same district at Abney Elementary School, Nurse Amy Westmoreland resigning, saying it's just not safe enough to return to school.
Part of my job as a nurse is to heal the sick, not to make them sick. And I felt that given my role, I've been in a lot of situations where I could infect children and other adults in the building.
The same battle playing out across the hard-hit Sun Belt. One Texas doctor sounding the alarm, writing, America is out of its mind thinking we're even remotely prepared for school this fall. His state is set to return children to schools despite averaging more than 8,000 new cases and 230 deaths per day last week, with testing capacity still an issue.
If you're a student in a public school, let's say on the east side of town here in Austin, and you're having symptoms and you need to get in, there's no guarantee that you can even get in to get tested that day.
In one county in Georgia, four schools that started in-person classes on Monday have had positive cases. Impacted students and staff are now back out of school, quarantining. KSL News Time, 5:08, time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
So how do you get the name Amazon? I mean, half the country buys half of everything from Amazon. Ever wonder how Jeff Bezos came up with the name? When he first started the company in 1994, it was only an online bookstore. So what does the word Amazon have to do with selling books? Well, Mashable reports the original name for the company was Kadabra, you know, like magic. So what happened to Kadabra.com? A lawyer working for Bezos misheard him and thought the name was Kadaver.com. So back to the drawing board, and Bezos came up with Relentless.com. In fact, if you type Relentless.com into your browser right now, 24 years later, it'll take you straight to Amazon. But his buddies told him that name sounds unfriendly. You know, relentless, sort of like a stalker. The next choice was Aard, A-A-R-D, because search results were alphabetical back in the day. A double A puts you at the top of the list, but instead, he settled on Amazon, the world's longest river, lending its name to Earth's biggest bookstore. And a bonus, Amazon starts with A. So does Abracadabra. Good thing he changed it. Sitting in your car now? Try spelling Abracadabra. Abra.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Emergency traffic continues on Highway 189, the upper portion of Provo Canyon. This is due to an earlier serious crash that closed both directions at Deer Creek Reservoir on the Wasatch County side of things. They are starting to let traffic through. They're alternating each direction a little bit at a time. However, huge delays continue to build in both directions. Right now, I'm looking for those coming from Heber into the Deer Creek area, and those delays aren't far from Daniel. That's the backup. So if you do not have to travel this spot, don't give it time to clear out. We heard from one KSL traffic trooper, been sitting there for 2 hours, and they're just now getting through. Michelle?
Well, we have another KSL traffic trooper calling out this crash at 4700 South, 3600 West. One right lane is still open. Now, if you're headed westbound on 114 South toward Bangor Highway, that's also a mashup. And southbound I-15 still slow as you're going from Murray into Sandy. Steve?
Got good speeds, though, if you're on northbound 15 leaving from the downtown Salt Lake area. But Davis County delays building between Burton Lane and Kaysville at the sunset. Southbound side, on the flip side, sluggish sunset to Clearfield. If you're on northbound 89, expect delays into Fruit Heights between Main Street and 200 North. More tap-and-go slowdowns just prior to South Weaver Drive up to I-84. And you're good to go on the northbound part of I-215 on the West Belt and Legacy Parkway. Any Hour Services can help with any size electrical, plumbing, or air conditioning project. They help homeowners repair and maintain their homes. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, mostly sunny skies, temperatures low 90s. We'll stay there for 6 and 7 o'clock, upper 80s for 8, mid-80s for 9, and low 80s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 70s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We're still at 96 degrees in Salt Lake City. It's 92 in Provo. Sunset comes at 8:36 this evening. Sun's up tomorrow just about 6:30 a.m. KSL News Time, 5:13. Let's go in depth now with Nick Wyatt.
Jeff, you don't really strike me as the kind of guy who goes out on multi-day camping trips in the backcountry, pack-in, pack-out type of deal, right?
No, it's not my thing at all.
I didn't think so. I'm pretty sure you and I have talked about this before. But welcome to Utah, where a lot of us enjoy such recreational outings. Despite their popularity, not everyone knows what to do when they gotta go. You know, the Deseret News tipped us off to this new website, GottaGoUtah.com. It's a completely full guide on how to responsibly handle waste on Utah's public lands. It's a collaboration between a group of environmental and water quality agencies across the state. So it provides you the materials you need, the disposal methods. It has you covered for everything from camping in the desert, forests, alpine areas, tips for RV waste disposal, all of it, and specific activities. So you're skiing in the backcountry, rafting for multiple days, rock climbing, and so on. Ultimately, they say it's up to all of us to act responsibly when in nature and when nature calls. Again, that site is GottaGoUtah.com, Jeff.
All right, thanks a lot. And I do want to get an RV and try this Utah thing. Thanks. Nick. KSL News Time 514. The Davis School Board holds an emergency meeting in just under an hour. They're going to further discuss their plan to have students attend classes 2 days a week. Shauna Lund with the school district says part of the problem is space.
With the current class sizes that we put into our schools and the size of a school classroom, it is not possible to provide 6 feet physical distancing with all of the students in the classroom.
And that means wearing masks, washing hands, staying apart, and cleaning surfaces. Trending right now on social media, Hollywood's getting ready to reboot Knight Rider. Do you remember Kit?
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, KITT for easy reference. A Kit, if you prefer.
So they're going to do a feature-length movie bringing back the car, but they won't bring back David Hasselhoff in the starring role. But it'll be interesting to see who they do pick to star along with the car. Matt Damon, maybe? Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp would be fun. KSL News Time, 515. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
if your child has been in close contact with someone who has the virus, the guideline now says they shouldn't come to school for 14 days. The health department announcing an update to their manual for schools, which originally allowed a kid to go if they had no symptoms. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, parents rallied earlier this week in the Davis School District will hold its emergency meeting in 45 minutes to see if they should make changes to their plan for the school year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
A crash on Highway 189 Provo Canyon by Deer Creek Reservoir has traffic down to one lane, alternating traffic each direction, huge delays both sides of Highway 189. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, but temperatures will fall a bit tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, in Salt Lake City, we're at 96 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. For the second time, a U.S. governor's tested positive for COVID-19. Ohio's Mike DeWine found out just before he was to meet with President Trump. He says he doesn't know how he contracted it because he's keeping his distance from family and staff.
We're very, very careful with who we see. We have two daughters that live down the road. We have four grandchildren. But, you know, even with them, we wear a mask.
DeWine plans to quarantine for 2 weeks. Earlier this summer, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt tested positive. The president's now attending a fundraiser in Cleveland. Earlier today, he told employees at a Whirlpool plant why they shouldn't vote for Joe Biden.
You will have a crash in the markets because he's going to double and triple your taxes. He's going to do things that nobody ever would ever think even possible because he's following the radical left agenda.
Biden on the virtual campaign trail addressing the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials.
Former Vice President Joe Biden not addressing controversial remarks he made earlier in the day in which he said that the African-American community, with notable exceptions, is unlike the Latino community, which he called a, quote, incredibly diverse community. During the event, Biden focused in on the need to protect voting rights and encourage turnout among Latinos. His campaign, meanwhile, has issued a response to his earlier comment, saying that Biden was referring to a diversity of opinion in the Latino community about immigration, and says he was not trying to imply that the black community is a monolith. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
CENTCOM says the first of three planes full of humanitarian aid has arrived in Beirut to help those affected by this week's deadly explosion. A New York judge has denied President Trump's request to stay a defamation lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll. The former advice columnist accuses the president of raping her in the 1990s. Mr. Trump denies the accusation. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Yes, child psychologists are trying to help nervous kids and parents deal with the back-to-school jitters. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has details about how people can face their coronavirus fears.
A new survey from Deloitte says 66% of parents are nervous about sending their child to school because of the coronavirus. Joe Newman with Life Launch Center says kids may get a little freaked out going to class as well.
Like with wearing masks, or maybe there's plastic
barriers that they haven't been used to. And just having those things around you is naturally going to raise your anxiousness.
But there are things everyone can do to lower their stress level.
Taking a few deep breaths and counting while you breathe is very, very helpful in calming down those emotions.
As is giving yourself a hug and letting people speak their fears.
When you speak it out loud or even write it down and look at it objectively or share it with a friend, then you quickly realize how much of this is fact versus how much of this is just a story in my head.
Newman says keeping that line of communication open with your kid will be crucial for everyone's mental health this year. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The 15 and 45 on KSL now. It's emergency traffic. It's been emergency all afternoon. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky, fill us in on the latest.
Yeah, these delays either direction have been anywhere from 1 to 2 hours long. Highway 189 due to a crash at Deer Creek Reservoir in Wasatch County. They are alternating traffic through the area, but continue to expect residual backups both directions. Michelle?
Well, we still have this crash westbound 4700 south, 3600 west. Expect big delays as you go through the area. Southbound I-15 slow from Murray down into the Midvale area. On the flip side, from Sandy up into Midvale. Steve?
Well, if you're on northbound 15, expect Davis County delays between Kaysville and Hiller Force Base. Southbound I-15 good to go back to the Salt Lake Valley from Ogden. Northbound 89 tight into Fruit Heights. Main Street to 200 north there at the Park and Ride. More slowdowns just prior South Weber Drive up to the I-84 ramps. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn a stable income with fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificates, and interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com, wasatchcredit.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time to check the 7-day forecast. Let's turn it over to Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 90s once again, but things are going to change just a little bit here in the north. The winds are going to shift a bit. We're out of the south today. We're going to flip more to the west, and that's going to drop temperatures just a little bit for the weekend. Tonight, 72, still mild, mostly sunny, 92 on Friday, 93 Saturday, and 94 on Sunday. Next week, lots of sun, mid-90s, and it stays dry right on through Wednesday, Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
92 in Provo, it's 95 in Ogden, 96 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 521.
We keep on.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio. Coronavirus and classrooms, daily at 10:05.
Are you considering homeschooling?
What are you going to do with your kids?
Get helpful information and resources as parents count down to school.
Don't put grandma and grandpa as your emergency contact.
The more that parents are compliant, the less children will question it.
Every family should have at least a week's worth of math.
Coronavirus and classrooms, mornings at 10:05 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
According to the CDC, cavities are one of the most
common. This is Derek Miller speaking on business. A recent study by BYU confirmed what we have asked businesses to do as part of the Stay Safe to Stay Open, namely, wearing a mask helps. Researchers at BYU reviewed 130 scientific papers on the cost, benefits, and disadvantages of wearing a mask for public health in a pandemic. The researchers relied on scientific studies so practical knowledge could be gleaned without political concerns. What did they conclude? That with a high degree of confidence, masks protect us from COVID-19. All face coverings, even cloth, inhibit the spread of the virus by as much as 90%. Further, the research concluded there was no risk to healthy individuals who wear a mask. This simple request to wear a mask in public is really an act of public service. Masks are the most effective at protecting others, and we are all in this together. If we focus on following best practices outlined in the Stay Safe to Stay Open campaign, we can heal both our communities and our economy. These public health practices, substantiated by scientific research, are outlined at stayopenutah.com. Please visit the website and request your company sign on to the business pledge to protect your workers, customers, and the economy. As we commit to keeping each other safe, more parts of the economy can reopen and rebound. Go to stayopenutah.com and request others to join the movement. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Leaky faucets, clogged drains. If the plumbing systems in your home aren't working properly, call ARS Rescue Router today. For a limited time, we'll take $99 off your plumbing or drain repair. With over 40 years of exceptional service, we'll keep your safety top of mind with our zero-contact service. Call us today to fix your home's plumbing problems and get $99 off. Call 801-803-5941 for details. ARS Rescue Router. Making it work, making it right. License number 353-474-5501.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Nintendo is killing it right now. The company says it saw a 438% increase in profit last quarter compared to the same period last year. Nintendo stock was up 4% on the news today. KSL Drives General Motors is preparing for battle against Tesla, the company announcing the all-new electric Cadillac Lyriq crossover today. It's Lyriq with a Q at the end, in case you want to Google it, and maybe you should because it's pretty cool looking. Check it out. Popeye's parent company saw a 25% drop in revenue last quarter. The sandwich is good, but apparently it's not magical. Restaurant Brands was down almost 5% on the disappointing revenue report. Wall Street today, the Dow jumped another 185 points. We closed at 27,386. The S&P added 21. The NASDAQ picked up 109 points. KSL News Time, 526. Typical summer events have been canceled left and right, but not in Washington County.
In southwest Utah, home to St. George, the fair is set up. Rides and all. At a kickoff parade, hundreds line streets, a vast majority not wearing masks or social distancing. That while the local hospital is reporting a rise in cases. Dr. Patrick Carroll is medical director at Dixie Regional Medical Center.
So I think there's ways that we can stand up for the things that we believe in while still wearing masks, socially distancing.
But local leaders say they don't want to micromanage residents and everybody can make their own health decisions. Alex Stone, EBC News.